Hi, and welcome to Intuition Talks with Eloise Ansell. So last week I was talking about perceptions and how our belief systems and our expectations can shape our model of reality. So I really want to talk a little bit more around this again this week because I think there's some other aspects that will come into it. So everything we experience in life always is being manipulated and distorted by our expectations, our thoughts, our belief systems, as I was exploring in the last podcast. So, as we go through life, we build up expectations, we build up things from our experience. So if something keeps happening to us, we believe that's the truth, or that's what our expectation becomes, and then we start looking for evidence for that. The brain looks for evidence to back it up, just to make sure we don't think we're going mad. And so it keeps kind of keeping that as the status quo. It keeps things kind of in that line, in that stream. So things will continue to be the same until they're not. And so our expectations and what we make of life and how we're programmed by the media and people around us and school and things will start to shape our model of reality, our expectations, our thoughts, and these become key paradigms and belief systems and like rule books for how life are and how life is. Now, as we start to want to tune into the intuition and notice the intuition more, we have to know that the intuition is going to come in through our filters. So these filters are part of all of these expectations and belief systems and everything else. So our filters are the layers of the mind. So if you think of it, like our intuition is the truth. And then we have all of these layers of the mind and all the ways that the mind and the brain can manipulate and distort things before we get the interpretation of what our intuition told us. So it goes through all of these layers. And the cleaner our filters, the cleaner the layers that we have, the more perception we're going to have, the more our intuition will make sense and it'll be more accurate because it's not being manipulated and distorted by all of these layers on the way. So how do we clear all of our filters? That's kind of what I want to talk about today. So get therapy. But no, seriously, that is one way. But really, we need to clear the belief systems. So our wiring is actually set up to heal us. We are naturally wired to want to clear our belief systems. It's a hilarious journey we go on in life. We start off with very few belief systems. We build them all up as we build up our personality and we make sense of the world. And then we just keep adding them to them until we get to a point where we start to realise the world doesn't work like that. And we start to go down more of a seeking journey, as some people would call it. And we start to question things, and we start to look, and we start to do personal development, or we start to get therapy, or we do something to start to try and sort ourselves out. And what are we trying to sort out? We're trying to sort out our belief systems. Everything boils down to belief systems. And so they are the kind of cornerstone of everything. So as I was saying in the last podcast, if we have strong belief systems, the mind is going to look for evidence and it's going to feed evidence back that backs up that belief system all the time. And what we want to do is get to a place where our belief systems and therefore the filtering isn't so strong. So, you know, we can have very strong beliefs in life. And, you know, we've all got them. I'm still working through a few of them. One that's been coming up a lot the last couple of weeks, because like I said, we're wired to heal. So when we start noticing things, we notice the belief systems, the buttons that are getting pushed, because we need that. We need to get triggered. We need these things to be questioned, to be pulled around, to be kind of brought up for us, so that we actually start to look at it and heal. And one of the things that's been bubbling for me over the last month or so is people shouldn't be rude, which is a belief system a lot of us have. But why not? I know I'm rude sometimes, so, you know, and it's not from a vindictive, horrible place. It's just I'm not in the mood for dealing with people. So we all, you know, we're all rude from time to time. My preference is that I'm not rude. And you know, and this is the thing, we want to get from strong belief systems on how the world is to just having preferences. So instead of believing people should always not be rude, you know, people should be polite and have all these rule books, it's like my preference is people should be polite. You know, and if they're not, I'm not going to take it personally, I just think they're having a bad day. You know, it's not always about me. Do you know what I mean? And we need to get to that point with lots of different things. Now, people not being rude is a very easy one that we can all observe, maybe, and maybe you've worked through that one yourself. But, you know, it's something that we can all relate to. But some of the belief systems that we're looking at here that are deep in the subconscious that we aren't even consciously aware of, they're very complex and they don't always make logical sense. But they are running the show. And it's those ones that we really, 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 really need to clear out if we want to get anywhere. If we want to clear these filters and really have more accuracy and more, just more accurate intuition, if you like. That would be a way of saying it. You know, we've all got great intuition. We're all intuitive, but some people have got more filters in the way than others. So, you know, it's all about clearing these belief systems and these filters. Now, when I teach, I'm trying to break down people's paradigms of what they think is possible. Because if they understand what is actually possible, then they start to think that it's possible for them to do things that they would have thought was impossible before they took the class. And that starts to open their paradigm of life, and they start to question things. And it's like, well, if I can do that, maybe I can do that, that and that. You know, and it starts to kind of shift things, because a lot of how we hold ourselves back in life, we're trying to be safe, is that we think we can't do things when we really can. You know, it's like even doing this podcast. I'm like, I'm only trying to come up with something to say for 10 minutes every Friday. You know, and it's just like it comes to Friday, I'm like, I have no idea what I want to talk about. But I know that I can find something to talk about. You know, I've done it for a few weeks. So I know that I'm going to be able to do this forever. There's always something to explore or go back and explore in a different way. And it's helping me to make sense of things as I explain it in these little bite-sized kind of chunks. So, you know, it's like there may be a belief in my self-sabotage and everything may come in and go, can you do this? You know, have you got enough to say? You know, come on, you're only at number, what, my 5 or something? You know. Can you do this for the next year? Of course I can. But the brain is going to come in and the mind is going to come in and go, no, you can't. You don't have anything to say. You know, all of this programming is going to come in. You know, are people going to listen? Are they going to like it? Are they going to, you know, not agree? And I'm like, to a certain extent, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If 5 people enjoy these, brilliant. If you're one of those 5, hello. But, you know, if it gets to the point where thousands of people enjoy them, brilliant. And if it gets to 1,000, then I'm going to get people that don't like it. But why are they taking the time to listen to it if they're not into me? I don't know. But this is the thing. The mind goes on all these little journeys and it comes up with all these little nuances. And these run us until they don't. And that's the thing. We need to observe these things and we will come up against them time and time again. Have you ever had the same boss? You've had a boss that you don't like in a company. You move jobs and your new boss is just like your old one. Or you date the same man like 5 times in a row. He may look different. He may have different names. But you just keep getting the same thing. And you're like, oh, he's just like my dad as well. You know, you just... It's like, it's hilarious. It's because there's something you haven't seen. There's some belief that you haven't explored. There's something that wants to be healed. Some of the filtering wants to fall away. And you're that part of you that keeps you ticking over, that keeps you healthy, that wants you to stay alive, it is desperate to heal you. So it's going to keep bringing these things into your life until you sit and observe it. Now, there's loads of different modalities out there to get a helping hand to look at beliefs and to work with them. And it's one of the things that I love doing with clients and always comes up in sessions is noticing the belief systems. And we don't always have to get the details and the nuances of those really deep ones that make no logical sense. But even if we just get a flavour of it, then the body and mind can go, okay, now I can go and do this. I can bring that about for them. I can bring around a situation that will give them that aha and they'll clear it themselves. It doesn't always have to be painful. I think so many people think doing the work and going through clearing our filters is going to be a painful process. It's going to bring up a lot of crap, as a technical term. But it doesn't have to be like that. It can be very gentle and loving. And the body mind's always trying to love us. It's always trying to find an easy way for us to heal. If we ignore all those easy ways, then we get the painful ways, because it's like our last chance. It's like the body really kind of trying to shift something. But it's always trying to heal us. So notice. Notice what's happening to you. Notice when you keep getting patterns come up. Notice when your buttons are being pressed, and journal about it. It's just sit with some paper and just sprawl out anything that comes into your head around it. Because you may get the aha yourself, clear that filter, and you can move on in life without that filter interrupting your programming and how you experience life and limiting your intuition. Till next week, take care, and I'll speak to you then. Bye.